Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, DevOps in Frontend Development. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills DevOps Applications in the DevOps Engineering for Frontend Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore how DevOps practices enhance frontend development efficiency, continuous integration, CI, strategies for frontend applications, and best practices for deploying frontend code. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply DevOps practices to streamline front-end development processes and improve the quality of your applications. Main content: how DevOps practices streamline front-end development processes. DevOps is a set of practices designed to bridge the gap between development and operations, promoting collaboration and efficiency. In front-end development, adopting DevOps practices can significantly enhance productivity and quality. The key components include automation, continuous feedback, and a culture of collaboration. Automation helps reduce manual tasks, enabling developers to focus on coding rather than repetitive processes. For example, automating the testing of front-end components can ensure that any new changes do not disrupt existing functionality. This is crucial in a fast-paced environment like finance, where application reliability and user experience are paramount. By implementing automated testing frameworks like Jest or Mocha, teams can quickly validate their code, ensuring it meets quality standards before integration. Continuous feedback loops allow teams to gather insights from users and stakeholders throughout the development process. This approach helps identify issues early, facilitating quicker resolutions and minimizing the risk of costly late-stage changes. Tools such as user feedback platforms can be integrated into the development cycle to collect real-time data about user experiences, leading to informed adjustments and enhancements. A collaborative culture breaks down silos and promotes shared goals among team members. Tools like Slack or Microsoft Teams can enhance communication, ensuring that everyone is aligned and informed about project updates. By fostering a DevOps mindset, front-end development can become more agile and responsive to market demands. Regular stand-up meetings can also ensure that all team members are aware of each other's progress, challenges, and upcoming tasks. Continuous integration, CI, strategies for front-end applications. Continuous integration, CI, is a fundamental practice in DevOps that enables teams to integrate code changes frequently and automatically test them. For front-end applications, CI strategies involve setting up automated pipelines that run tests and build processes whenever changes are made to the codebase. One popular CI tool is Jenkins, which can automate tasks such as running unit tests and building the application. For instance, when a developer pushes code to a shared repository, Jenkins can immediately execute tests to ensure that the new code does not introduce any errors. This immediate feedback is crucial for maintaining code quality and accelerating the development cycle. Additionally, integrating tools like SonarQube can provide insights into code quality, highlighting areas that need improvement. Another effective CI strategy is to utilize version control systems like Git combined with platforms such as GitHub or GitLab. These platforms offer built-in CI capabilities, allowing developers to create workflows that automatically trigger tests and deployments. By integrating CI into the development workflow, teams can catch issues early, leading to a more stable product and a smoother user experience. Implementing a branching strategy, such as Git Flow, can also help manage feature development and ensure that the main code base remains stable. Best practices for deploying front-end code. Deploying front-end code successfully involves several best practices that ensure a smooth release process. One critical practice is to have a robust versioning strategy. Semantic versioning, which uses a three-part version number, major.minor.patch, can help communicate the nature of changes made in each release. This transparency is essential for users and stakeholders in the finance sector, where understanding updates can impact decision-making. Another best practice is to deploy using feature flags. This approach allows developers to roll out new features to a subset of users initially, reducing the risk associated with a full-scale deployment. If a feature causes issues, it can be quickly disabled without affecting the entire application. This strategy enhances user experience by providing a controlled way to introduce changes. Tools like LaunchDarkly can facilitate this process, allowing for easy toggling of features based on user segments. Additionally, implementing a rollback strategy is vital. In the event of a deployment failure, having a plan to revert to a previous version can save time and resources. Continuous monitoring after deployment is also crucial. Utilizing tools that track user interactions and performance metrics can help identify potential issues early and ensure that the application operates smoothly. Services like Google Analytics or New Relic can provide valuable insights into application performance and user behavior, allowing teams to respond quickly to any emerging issues. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored how DevOps practices can streamline front-end development processes, the significance of continuous integration strategies for front-end applications, and best practices for deploying front-end code. By applying these concepts, you can enhance the efficiency and quality of your front-end projects, ultimately benefiting your career and the projects you manage. Reflection questions: how can you implement automation in your front-end development processes to improve efficiency? What CI tools could you integrate into your workflow to enhance code quality and deployment speed? How would you approach versioning and rollback strategies in your next front-end project to minimize deployment risks?